Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Dub Siren framework in Ableton Live 12, but we're not treating it like a cheesy preset lead. We're carving it into the track, so it behaves like a tension signal, something that can mark a phrase, answer the bass, or hover over a roller without stepping on the drums. That distinction matters a lot in jungle and old school DNB. The siren is not just decoration. It's part of the arrangement language. When it's done properly, it can tell the listener something's about to change, without screaming for attention every second. That's the vibe we want. Iconic, gritty, controlled, and very intentional. First, start with a fresh MIDI track and load operator. Keep it simple. One oscillator is enough for this. Use oscillator as a sine or triangle wave and turn the others off. We're not trying to build a huge synth here. We want a focused source that can cut through a busy break without becoming a full melodic lead. Shape the amp envelope depending on the role you want. If you want the siren to hit more like a stab or a punctuation, go with a fast attack and a medium decay, with little or no sustain. If you want it to hold for a longer dub-style call, bring the sustain up so the note can ride. You can also add a small pitch envelope, somewhere in the range of 2 to 7 semitones, to get that classic bend at the start of the note. And if you want the glide to feel more authentic, set the portamento somewhere around 40 to 120 milliseconds. At this point, listen to the source and the context of the drums if you can. That's an important habit. Don't design the siren in solo and assume it will work. A tone that sounds cool alone can completely wreck the snare crack or ghost notes once the break is playing. Now we start carving. Drop an EQ8 right after operator. Think of this as tone shaping, not mix rescue. High pass the siren somewhere around 180 to 350 Hz so it stays out of the sub lane. If it sounds boxy, notch a little around 250 to 500 Hz. If it needs a bit more bite, try a controlled presence boost around 1.5 to 3.5 kHz. And if it gets harsh, roll off some top end with a low pass around 8 to 12 kHz. This is one of the most important ideas in the whole lesson. The siren should leave room for the kick, sub, snare, and break edits. In a good jungle or roller arrangement, the FX doesn't fight the groove. It frames it. After EQ8, add utility. Keep the dry siren fairly narrow. If you want it centered and solid, keep the width around 0 to 40%. Save the wider feeling for the delay and reverb returns. That way the core stays focused, and the atmosphere spreads out around it instead of smearing the main tone. Next, add saturator. A little drive goes a long way here. Try 2 to 6 dB of drive, turn soft clip on, and adjust the output so the level stays controlled. This gives the siren more density and a little attitude. It helps the sound feel like it belongs in a dubwise jungle system instead of sounding like a clean digital synth floating on top. Then bring an auto filter. This is where the dub movement really starts. Choose low pass or band pass depending on the role you want. Add a little drive if you want more edge. Then use a slow LFO, somewhere between one quarter note and two bars, to create movement over time. Sine or triangle shapes are smooth and musical. Random shapes can feel more unstable and worn in, which can actually be perfect for darker material. Here's the mindset shift. We're not just making the siren sound good. We're making it behave like a performance tool. It should open up in transitions, close down in dense sections, and feel alive without being constantly animated. Now let's build the dub space. In this style, delay is usually more important than reverb because delay gives you rhythm. Reverb gives you atmosphere, but delay keeps the energy connected to the beat. Add echo or delay after your tone shaping. Try timing values like 1/8, 1/4, or dotted eighth, depending on the phrasing. Keep the feedback controlled, maybe 20 to 45%, and filter the repeats so they don't fight the low end or get too bright. A useful trick is to keep the delay filtered, with a low cut around 250 to 500 Hz and a high cut around 5 to 8 kHz. That keeps the echoes from stepping on the mix. If you want more control, put the delay on a return track instead of as an insert. That makes it easier to throw the siren into space only when you want it. After that, add reverb, but treat it like support, not the main event. A medium or large size can work well, but don't go cavernous unless you really want a breakdown wash. Keep the decay time somewhere around 1.2 to 3.5 seconds, add a bit of pre-delay so the attack stays clear, and trim the low and high ends so the reverb doesn't turn to fog. Again, the point is to enhance the siren, not drown the whole drum pattern. Now let's talk about routing and drum awareness. This is where advanced DNB production really shows up. Route the siren into a dedicated FX group if that helps your workflow, or keep it separate and sidechain it lightly to the drum boss. We're not aiming for obvious pump unless that's part of the style. Just a small amount of ducking can help the siren breathe around the kick and snare. If you use sidechain compression, keep the ratio moderate, around 2 to 4 to 1. Fast attack, medium release, and only about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction is often enough. The goal is not to flatten the FX. It's to make it behave like it understands the groove. If the siren keeps landing right on top of snare detail or break chops, move the MIDI slightly. Even a few ticks can change everything. In old school DNB, timing is a huge part of the feel. Don't underestimate tiny offsets. Sometimes the best move is not more processing, but a better placement. Now we turn the siren into a phrase-based instrument. Program it as a call and response line, not as a constant held note. Short motifs are often stronger than long ones in this style. Try a one-bar phrase with a bend on beat 4. Try a two-bar answer after a fill. Try a pickup note just before the drop. Or try a held note that slowly opens and closes across an 8-bar turnaround. A good arrangement might look like this. The intro is stripped back. Then the siren enters late in the phrase with a delay throw. In the first drop, it appears only every 4 bars as a response cue. Then in the breakdown, it opens up more with additional feedback and reverb. That contrast is what gives it weight. If it plays all the time, it stops feeling special. Now automate the important carve points instead of moving everything constantly. Focus on filter cutoff, delay feedback, reverb send, saturation drive, utility width, and filter LFO amount. Think in three states: closed, open, and impact. Closed means narrow filter, low send, and a fairly dry sound. Open means the filter is wider, the delay feedback is up, and the reverb is more present. Impact means a quick pitch bump or repeat before a fill or drop. That kind of transition automation creates real excitement without making the FX feel random. For example, in the last 2 bars, before a drop, slowly raise the delay feedback from 25 to 40%, bring the reverb send up a few dB, and open the low-pass filter from around 1.2 kHz to 4.5 kHz. Then on the drop, cut it back sharply so the drums hit with full force. That contrast is a huge part of the magic. Once the siren framework feels solid, resample the best moments to audio. This is a powerful move in jungle and roller production, because audio edits often feel more physical than live MIDI. Print a dry version, a delay-heavy version, and a version with automation peaks. Then use warp, crop, reverse, and slice to turn them into arrangement tools. You can reverse a tail for pre-drop tension. You can chop a feedback burst into a half-bar fill. You can place a short siren stab before a snare roll. You can even layer 2 printed versions for call and response movement. Once the sound is printed, it becomes more like an actual edit in the record, which fits the aesthetic beautifully. A few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't leave too much low end in the siren. High pass it harder if needed. The sub needs its own space. Second, don't make the dry siren too wide. Keep the core narrow and let the effects create width. Third, don't let the delay mask the snare. Shorten the feedback or filter the repeats if it starts crowding the groove. Fourth, don't overuse reverb in the drop. Too much wash can flatten the impact. And fifth, don't make the siren too busy. In a roller, one strong phrase every 4 or 8 bars usually hits harder than constant motion. If you want to push the sound darker, try subtle pitch and stability with a tiny LFO, or layer a very quiet noise transient under the siren for a more ritual or industrial character. You can also distort the delay return instead of the dry sound. That keeps the lead clear while making the echoes dirtier and more haunted. And if you really want that rewind bait energy, automate a rising filter and feedback burst in the last bar before a drop, then hard cut the audio. That kind of fake out still works because it taps into the tension release language of the genre. One really effective advanced setup is a two-layer siren architecture. Keep one dry mono layer for punch and a second processed layer for space. The dry layer stays short and focused. The second layer goes into the wider delay and reverb treatment. That gives you much more control over arrangement density. You can also duplicate the MIDI and offset a quieter copy slightly for an answer and shadow effect, which can make the siren feel like it's replying to itself. Here's a good practice challenge. Build 3 versions of the same siren in one Ableton set. First, a tight drop accent with minimal delay and a short envelope. Second, a transitional call with more feedback, some filter automation, and slightly unstable pitch. Third, a breakdown ritual version using resampled audio, a reverse tail and heavier reverb on the return only. Keep them all based on the same source so they feel like different functions of the same voice. Then place them in a loop with drums and bass. Listen to how each version changes the energy. If the track feels better when the siren is muted, simplify it. If it feels boring, increase the contrast between the dry and wet states. The sweet spot is when the siren feels unmistakable, but never overcrowded. So the big takeaway is this: a dub siren in DNB is not just a sound, it's a signal. Build it from a simple source. Carve it to leave space for the rhythm section. Use delay as the main rhythmic effect, and automate only the moments that matter. Then resample the best phrases and let them become part of the arrangement. That's how you turn a classic dub siren into a timeless roller tool. Controlled, dark, musical and system ready. Real tension, real atmosphere and just enough chaos to keep it alive.